Whether overseas or in this country, politicians have a reputation for bending the truth every now and then. NPR's senior news analyst Daniel Schorr has witnessed his share of it. He and others are not impressed.
Princeton professor Sean Willens calls it the delusional style in politics and the media, and he quotes an unnamed senior White House official as predicting the downfall of reality-based politics. The new reality, Willens says in a New Republic article, is the reality of touchy-feely politics and the media, relying heavily on a regard for character and instinct and sometimes taking liberties with the literal truth. Still vividly remembered in pundit circles is Senator Joseph Biden. In 1987, Biden cribbed from a speech by British Labour leader Neil Kinnock, saying he was the first in his family to go to college. He later called a news conference to acknowledge his mistake. More recently, there have been several lapses from the truth in his bitterly fought primary campaign. Rudy Giuliani relies heavily on rapid-fire statistics that often turn out to be wrong, like his claim that New York is the only city that reduced its crime rate every year since 1994 when he became mayor. Mitt Romney said, incorrectly, that he saw his father march with Martin Luther King Jr. Barack Obama said, incorrectly, that there are more young black males in prison than in college. Newspapers have noted that Obama's autobiography, Dreams from My Father, includes some events that never happened. Mike Huckabee tried to link the crisis in Pakistan to the issue of illegal immigration in the United States, with the assertion that we have more illegal Pakistani immigrants coming across our borders than all other nationalities except those immediately south of the border. Wrong. And Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton criticized the Bush administration for cutting funds for the National Institutes of Health. In fact, funding has increased under Mr. Bush. The Annenberg School at the University of Pennsylvania and various other such organizations have established a full-time political fact check to check candidates' misstatements. Does it matter when fast-talking candidates spout questionable facts to burnish their images? As Professor Willens suggests, it may be that truth has been overwhelmed by celebrity worship. This is Daniel Schorr.